try to keep it professional because my first and my last name is on Facebook. So on Facebook, I try to present myself like, hey ladies, it's your girl Shalise B. And of course, I got my co-host Danielle Mitchell.
Hey ladies.
And we are back again with another episode of Sister Talks. How y'all doing? I hope everybody is doing great in this month of January. It is a new year. Will people say new year, new you? Well, on today's episode, we decided to talk about the struggles of the new year, the new you, the new goals, and the new adventures. And right now, social media is one of them. I don't know how many of you all are struggling with social media. I don't care what stage you are at. Like, there is a struggle at each stage, whether it's time management, scheduling, creative, finding content, finding
editing.
I'm learning, like, there's different ways to strategize each platform on how to send out the same content, but in a different way. Maybe you give a snippet on this one. Maybe on this one, you give all of it. Maybe on this one, you give a different snippet of, you know, something that you created. But what I'm finding out is it's a lot of moving pieces and the game is changing daily with this whole social media thing. So we decided to talk about it. Typically, you know, I feel like in the beginning, it was a struggle with me trying to figure out. Yeah, I don't like social media because I don't think so.
It was a lot to figure out. It was a lot to figure out. I think for me, one of the, and you kind of hit on it too, one of the biggest things was it's different ways of editing for different platforms. And it's different things that you got to put out for different platforms. So whereas you might put out, you know, a reel or something on TikTok that might look different on Facebook or on Instagram, and then you might need more words and more of a like a business print.
You need more time. You need like, more fucking time to do that shit.
But you need more help too. You need more help. Like this social media, I think, is all about a team, and I do think it's a really good business platform to be in. I am applaud all these influencers because we look at it like, okay, yeah, they got certain all these followers or they got all these videos that they constantly putting out, but that shit take work.
Right.
It take work. Like, do you know how much work it is for you to bring your camera, your tripod everywhere you go, for you to be ready, dressed, with the...
I'm struggling right now.
The script. But to be ready, like, but it is so much benefits. Like I was telling you earlier, Country Wayne talked about it on Shannon Sharp's interview, and he talked about the benefits of social media and how you can maximize it to be to monetize on it. Like, and that's really true because how many people, like you were saying, how many people do you know who are affiliates to something and they marketing daily, but they're also making money. You have people who quit in their 9-to-5s to do nothing but social media, and no matter how the older generation want to look at it, these people have found a source to make money in the new technology era that we are in. Like, so to me, I mean, I applaud everybody, but that's a lot of work.
It is. So I guess let's dive into the ways that we can make life easier with social media. Because I know that a lot of the times for me, I put a lot into it when it comes to trying to be creative, trying to find different tools and platforms to make my work look more professional. And then just trying to be consistent with it. Because what I learned is I've invested a lot of money in a lot of editing tools.
Man.
But I'm not using them. I'm going to be honest. Like, right now, Canva is my best friend. But I invested in the MacBook Pro editor that they said the movie creators and producers use.
Because when you invest in those, like, okay, when I first started with social media, it was like, okay, they say, use this and find all the tips and tricks on Instagram, right? But then when you're on Instagram and you find all the tips and tricks on there, they lead you to another app.
Yeah.
App help you do better with that. So then you're looking at that app, but now I got to learn this app. Like, CapCut keeps sitting on my phone. Like, I want to use
it. I was just about to say, I want to use it. I promise you. But I'm okay with TikTok right now.
But it's right. Like, I'm okay.
Instagram is trying to do the same stuff. So it's just
so like. I think it's levels to like what, when you go into like all those applications, it all depends on like what type of content you want, but also how you, like, are you needing something more quick and constant, or do you want to go through all those small portions of editing every detail? Because CapCut is, I'm editing every detail. I'm putting it in, and editing is a lot. Editors, I give y'all, you know, applause and shout out too, because editing is a lot, and I quit on her. Like,
I don't even know where I fall along the lines of beginner, medium, or proficient.
Because it's, you know, so much.
Because it's so much. And it's like every time I get fluent in one thing, there's something else I gotta learn. And so, I'm getting to the point, just like I did with makeup, because I remember when I first got into makeup, I used to do the eyeshadow. Now I do the bare minimum. Like, because like once you learn one thing, it's another thing. Like, they change up the contouring. That's the same thing with social media editing, content. Like, it's always like something evolving or changing. Or, and I'm not gonna lie, sometimes it's easier ways, like TikTok. TikTok put their foot on everybody's head. Okay, because the way Facebook and Instagram stepped up with their editing tools, I really ain't gotta go nowhere.
A hip to Facebook, because just because I left Facebook, I kind of leave Facebook to, like, family, like, check-ins and stuff like that.
But Facebook is booming.
I wasn't hit to the reels and all the, like you said, editing tools that they have. And so it really depends on, like, what you putting out. I would say one of the tips I would give is, like, whatever you put out, know your type of audience. Because those platforms definitely matter. So you might have a certain, for me, personally, I feel like my older and family audience is Facebook.
Okay.
My, you know, more of my age range, but also I have a broader range on Instagram. And then TikTok is like, I'm still trying to get into TikTok. So it's like, I'm on there all the time. But as far as posting, I haven't really done that, because TikTok, I feel like it's like, you can kind of do whatever. You got a longer span, you got 10 minutes that you can do a video, and it's a lot. You can kind of be any, you can put a lot into TikTok.
Right.
And then I leave it for my business. That's more words and written out, typed out stuff. And that's your business platform. So I feel like it depends on what it is that you're looking for. Now, of course, yours may be different than mine, but find what each of those platforms do for you and your business, or do for you and your lifestyle and whatever you're trying to do on social media. And then hone in on the types of apps and stuff that you need for that platform.
And see, for me, I think that's where things get a little bit difficult, because I think for the longest, Facebook, I used to try to keep it professional because my first and my last name is on Facebook. So on Facebook, I try to present myself like, you know, who I am. And then on social media is like, okay, you get to come in a little bit. Well, no.
Media, because they are social media. Which one you
see talking? Okay, so Instagram, I'm gonna put it like this. Facebook, it was more like family and professional. I was always taught in college and, you know, going through my business courses and marketing, that when you apply for these jobs, they look you up on Facebook. If you use your first and last name, they can find you, and based upon what you put on there, that's what people will look at you, perceive you as. So me, I said, okay, Facebook, I'm going to keep it like this. When Instagram came around, it was more so a picture thing. So I'm like, I know the old heads is not coming on here, and I'm not using my first and last name. So you may see a little bit more, you know, on Instagram than you may see on Facebook. But ultimately, if we're talking about marketing as a business, I'm going to say that whatever I market on Instagram, I market on Facebook. And you know how you could share it from Instagram to Facebook, or from Facebook to Instagram. So I utilize that. But now I'm learning, I may have to stop and create content for Instagram and content for the Facebook. Because ultimately, one has an audience that the other one doesn't. And what I'm learning is that Facebook has where it used to be a family oriented place, it's now for everybody. So you see a lot on Facebook.
Like,
I'm not even gonna lie, like, I saw porn on Facebook. Like, they have the porn on the Facebook.
What?
On my mama.
Ooh, not when people are still getting banned on Instagram, can't be.
Yes. So what they do is they post a picture of it. Then you go, so, and it be like, go to the comments. So when you go to the comments and you click on a link, it then takes you to Twitter. And it's a live video of regular people doing crazy stuff. See, now
that's one platform I never got on. I never got on Twitter. Well, I'm on Twitter.
And I never got on Twitter, but now you...
Yeah,
now you... There's no way around it because it's on Facebook. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, Facebook is for everybody. Like, everybody is on Facebook. And if you're not taking advantage of Facebook and just utilizing... Like, people are now falling back from Instagram. Like, so
Facebook, like you said, you can do so much. So I can still tap in with my family and friends and be me. But
and you can separate
my business. I can also sell my business on there. I can also sell my services on there. I can also network with so many different groups that might be in my group of, like, I'm involved in so many groups on Facebook. And that's one of the reasons why I go. Most of the time, I'm going right to my groups. And it's either my family group or it's my the business groups that I'm following.
During the pandemic, that's when groups became very, very popular. Like, everybody was interested in joining some sort of group during the pandemic. You know what I'm saying? I'll be honest to say, I've kind of backed out of it. And it's probably because I still haven't found the one that's for me, even though you pretty much join groups that's based upon your interests or what you're looking to get into, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, back then, a lot of the ones I was in was credit repair and shit like that. So I guess that's probably
so what it evolves. I yeah. Get what you're saying. It has to evolve because, yeah, I got a lot of trading ones that I was in, and I don't be in those that
much. You're not in that no more. But yeah. All in all,
but it still has good information to keep them as your groups because you never know. Like you said, this space ain't like you not, but I think it all serves its purpose. Now, I am still trying to figure out Snapchat and Twitter. Where those come from?
So, now, I don't use neither one of them, but I will say for the business, I feel like TikTok is the one that's another one where we need to hone in on. Like, I don't think we take advantage of that enough.
Yeah. Yeah,
because I'll be honest to say a lot of our posts are on Facebook and Instagram. So I'm not taking advantage of the freelance and TikTok. Like, TikTok is another place that's for everybody. TikTok,
what I like about them is that you can get so many views and stuff. Now, granny, I know I'm still learning. That's a whole nother aspect to the social media thing, is the views, the likes, the comments, the shares, and how that equates to you monetizing off of that platform. Like, that I know is a whole nother conversation within itself, but TikTok, you get hella views in a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Now, likes and comments, okay, those may vary, but the views, amount of people,
they get, like, pushed around
broader. Like, I just feel like it reaches, I see more people from other countries on my TikTok than I will catch on Instagram or on Facebook. So I feel like it just gets you more coverage.
It gives you more coverage, and it picks up where each platform lacks. And then you got YouTube. YouTube is where I'm so thankful for the people I have around me, because, like, they keep me on my toes. Like, I don't know if they know it or not, but they really do. Because somebody put me up on Shorts with YouTube, and they
I see those, but I wasn't too hip. I mean, I watched them and
I did one short video, but it's those type of videos that get you traction. Because ultimately, let's be for real, like, our videos be like 20, 30 minutes, but who listening? You get what I'm saying? So when you're able to give snippets, or, you know, take out snippets out of the whole episode and advertise that also gets attention. That also gets people to, you know, click and want more. And then you'll get that person that end up spending a whole 30 minutes listening to it because they realize, dang, I really identify with this person. You know what I'm saying? So just finding different platforms, finding the platform that worked for you.
Right.
And then from there, using that as the main platform to post your main videos, and using the other ones to pull people to that platform. And the only way to do that is to try them all. And right now, what we're saying is we're struggling.
But you get through. I love the growth that you can see in different, like, influencers and people on social media that have been around for a while doing this, like you said, consistently. Because in social media, it does take consistency. Like, I know y'all see all those how-to videos, how to get 1,000 followers and all of this.
Right.
And one of the main things that I see out of everybody's advice is consistent. Like, and I know it's hard because, like you said, the average person to be carrying around your phone and shooting everything and making sure, you know, your life is aesthetically pleasing. And
you end up not living. You missing something.
I want to be in the moment type of person. So that part is like a battle. But like I said, the main point is consistency. Like, no matter how you putting it out, no matter when, which platform you choose to put it out, like, just be consistent with putting something out. And I know I for sure got to get better because I watch social media before I put a lot of stuff out, but I'd be on there watching.
That's true. We spend time trying to perfect the craft before we actually get out and do it. But
I don't know if there's some people out there, but I got hella content.
And they hella put it out
in my phone, in my wherever you can record, wherever you can do audios. Like, I will hold stuff, videos, even on some of the platforms in your drafts. Like, how many drafts do you got of stuff that you put out? And this is one video that said, just drop it. And I'll be like, yeah, but then you look at it and you're like, but I want to edit it.
Yeah. And then get there.
It's a lot to social media, but I hope y'all staying from this. The biggest takeaway is that there is more pros in social media. There is more advantages in social media, every aspect of your life that it can help. If you do it consistently and you do it the way that best suits you, like, because it's a lot of tips and tricks out here, but at the end of the day, it depends on what works best for you and your lifestyle.
Amen. So with that being said, we appreciate y'all for tuning in, and until we meet again.
Bye.
Don't forget. Tell a friend.
Share with a friend. Go listen on all platforms. I mean, because we doing it. We putting it out there. But, you know, we need y'all help, too.
So, we will speak with y'all again very soon. Until we meet again.